Welcome, everybody, to episode 627 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm tired. Good. What's going on? Is there a show now?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody.
I was kind of worried because Frank went AWOL for like a couple days.
Hey, Eric, work on your mic, dude. It's like you sound like you're talking through your computer mic and not your normal mic.
What do you mean Frank went AWOL?
He wasn't on Twitter. He wasn't answering his phone because his dad apparently had his phone.
Yeah, my dad went out of country and I had to get him the Mexico plan so he could call. So I swapped phones for a few days, but I was incognito for a few, but that's all rectified.
Every time I reset, I don't know why it doesn't remember.
I don't know, Eric, but no problem. You can get it fixed. You know the quick fix, I think. Yeah. I believe.
Does that sound better now?
Yeah, it's way better, Eric. So Breakman.
What I need to do is I need to like just close tape so it remembers maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, man. Lots on tap for the show today. We got quite a few news stories. We've got the exciting conclusion of our monthly tournament. This month's tournament happened to be 80s theme songs. Only four are left. And by the end of today's show, you will know what the greatest 80s TV theme is.
This show is going to take 12 hours because none of us are going to be able to pick.
I know, man. It's really tough. I mean, the Final Four, I mean, it's always tough, Final Four, right? Because we always, all of us, like, have our favorites that sometimes get lost in the shuffle and for whatever reason don't move on. But I think by the time we hit the final eight to four, it gets really tough. So, you know, it's like really hard. It's like choosing between, I don't know, choosing between your two favorite siblings or something. I don't know. But we will do it, and we will have a good time doing it. So, anyways, why don't we get started with the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got Marching Forest. Game that's apparently out now, but I'd never heard of this until now.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard.
We might have actually covered it, but it was so long ago I've forgotten. But
I don't remember.
2020 was a weird year, so
I don't even remember talking about this game at all, Eric. But that's cool.
Publisher Clouded Leopard Entertainment, who is also apparently behind the Switch ports for. Trails of Cold Steel 1 and 2, as well as the PC or Switch ports of the Crossbell games, is behind this, apparently. And it's for the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC for Steam, and you can get it for $34.99. And it was originally an indie mobile game that came out in 2015, and the PC version came out 2 years ago. Maybe that's why I don't remember it.
It's interesting. It's a traditional, looks like traditional turn-based. And it looks like it might have random encounters,
It's got a little bit of Altair to it, too. Because you're looking for potion ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, it looks interesting. I'd probably play it. Traditional RPGs are my jam for the most part. But it looks okay. Kind of a little cutesy. I don't know what the story's about, you want to read a little about the story, Eric, before we move on?
Mylene, an apothecary, searches for the mysterious forest for ingredients so that she can brew her potions, but things sort of take a dramatic turn from simple errands, and eventually she'll find herself caught up in unsolved mysteries required to take on what lies in the underground on your own. So it's cutesy, but it becomes dark.
Yeah.
Does Robert Stack make a cameo?
Exactly, man. Exactly. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Oh, coming to us live from a page that is still...
I think it's Mylene or it's Millen. I don't know.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Batora Lost Haven announced for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, S, XB1, Switch, and PC. Jesus Christ. Okay, so anyways, Stormwind Games, that's, no, Stormmind Games, sorry.
Stormwind.
Remothered, what's that?
Stormwind, is that what you said?
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Stormwind, sorry. Developers of Remothered, Tormented Fathers, and Remothered Broken Porcelain, Somebody Broke the Toilet, has announced, an isometric action RPG. The game is set to release, or I'm not going to repeat that. Batora puts you in the shoes of 16-year-old Avril as she travels through the universe battling horrors in an attempt to save the Devastator.
Horrors? Sweet.
No, horrors. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Horrors. My bad. That'd be a way better game. The game features a cartoony sci-fi visual style and a combat camera similar to Diablo-like RPGs. Stormwind also highlights a non-linear storyline with various competing factions present in the game. So, there you go.
All right.
It'll be out for every fucking station, or yeah, every system. Ever.
Every station. That's awesome. Not much in the way of gameplay via the trailer, but the trailer looks at least semi-interesting.
There's no date announced or anything, so it's probably pretty far off.
It looks like if you cross Diablo with Warcraft and what else? Some other like maybe Kingdoms of Amalur. That's then you'd get this game, but it looks decent, looks fun. So I don't think I'd mind playing it. I mean, anytime like there's a Diablo clone out there, I don't mind giving it a try. Such a good game. But okay, let's anything else on that? Great. All right.
No, we don't even have a date, so it's gonna be a while long.
All right, then let's move on to the next story, which does have a date. This is interesting. It comes to us from RPG Site. Bethesda announces the Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood for PS4, Xbox One, PC, Stadia. What the hell is a Stadia? Set to release in June.
Is that fake sugar stuff we put in drinks?
I think that's Splenda, but yeah.
Oh, Splenda. My bad.
Yeah. Starting at $39.99, but it's basically the latest chapter in the MMORPG Elder Scrolls Online. So it'll be on Mac, Stadia, PC June 1st, followed by release for the PS4, Xbox One on June 8th. And that's about it. There's some pre-order bonuses. Let's see if I can find out what's in. Nope, just the game. They don't tell what the bonuses is for pre-ordering, but there you go. So if you're a MMO RPG Elder Scrolls player, it's something to look forward to. The trailer's pretty interesting. It's a CG, laden trailer like most of the Bethesda trailers are, but there you go. So you got something to look forward to. Mad Buggy for sure. So
I'm avoiding MMOs for a while. No.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Are you gonna play PSO too, though?
Fantasy Star?
It's free, so you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I might. What systems is it for, man?
Xbox currently.
Yeah.
And PC.
I might give it a whirl. That's pretty fun. But alright. Alright, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, we got Sheltered: Tale of the Forgotten King has got a release date.
Shattered.
And Shattered.
Yeah. Stewie.
comes out February 17th.
Frank gets that one, right?
Yeah.
And it began life as a Kickstarter campaign. Then it released on Early Access in 2019, June. And basically they spent the entire time getting rid of bugs and adding more content, refining previous content.
Yeah. All right.
So it's an action RPG.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched the trailer yet, but
don't bother. It's just CG. There's no.
It looks like a Souls-like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a stamina bar and there's a mana bar and a health bar. So yeah.
Yeah. Not much of that trailer. So, I watched it.
There's nothing more annoying than a stamina bar.
I know. I know. Stamina.
Code Vein's got one. Damn it.
I know. Sekiro doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. Sort of does, but not really.
I don't
the
mind this
bar is
middle of
a
boss
stamina.
Fight, like you're up attacking boss, and all of a sudden you're ass down, like standing there looking at the boss, like, "Hey, guy, nice weather we're having."
Hey,
here.
At least Neo has a stamina bar that works both ways. You can destroy an enemy stamina bar and basically wreck them.
Yeah,
And well, you can recover it quickly, too, if you tap R1 right. Kind of like the quick reload of Gears of War.
That's like all the Souls games break. Like, you have that stamina bar, so you have to kind of like... I mean, it goes back up really quick. It's not super encumbering, but, like, you're right. Like, sometimes you're in a boss battle, and you're, like, you know, wailing away, and then all of a sudden you're like, "What? Come on, do what I need." All the stamina bar.
I
want to
play
bar.
The Shattered game, but I
and
don't.
All of a sudden your character just stands there where you're hitting buttons. Like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
But I want it to be ported to consoles.
Yeah. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Oh, coming to us live from an article again. It's, I don't know why my shit's loading so slow right now. Why is it loading Bethesda articles again? Oh my god, what the fuck is this shit? Okay, coming to us live from RPG site, Haven releases for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Epic Games on February 4th. It is already out on Xbox and Game Pass.
Yeah.
This is an RPG about a couple stranded on a alien planet.
I think we talked about this before, yeah. Break, and this
I
is.
I want to play it. I've downloaded it. I want to play it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let's see. Freak Pipe says, "Have you seen the Godzilla versus King Kong trailer? We all know they team up after one of them says something about Mothra." mother, Mothra. Yeah, but I can't wait for that movie, man. I mean, come on, that's like a kaiju lover's dream, right? I mean, honestly, would it even be a match? Like Godzilla would beat the shit out of King Kong. You know, I mean, it's not even.
That's the way it should be. Like, I hated the American release of Godzilla versus King Kong. Hated it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They changed it to make Godzilla lose. Like, it doesn't even fucking make sense.
No, King Kong
a
would
giant
get his ass kicked.
Versus a fire breathing lizard.
And not even fire,
right?
Nuclear energy.
Yeah, nuclear, nuclear fire.
He can't breathe fire, but he can make it go radioactive. And
yeah, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't even be close. Like, it's not even. I mean,
against a hairy monkey, you know?
Right.
Oh, sometimes he shoots electricity too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so weird. Like that, the original version Godzilla loses or wins, right? But then for the American version, they changed the ending.
Yeah.
Irritated by that.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. Like just go with the vision.
Basically America fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that thinks that King Kong can kick Godzilla's ass is just stupid. Stupid.
I know Kong's intelligent, but like Bruce Strength's not going to win against Godzilla.
I mean,
I saw a joke about that, a meme. It's like the cartoon was a ha ha, like you see a picture of Kong standing, ha ha, like I've got the bigger brain, and then it shows him standing next to Godzilla, who's just towering over him.
Yeah, well, this
like, yeah, your bigger brain's gonna get stomped on, motherfucker.
The, like, the new King,
unless you got like technology on your side, you ain't winning that fight.
The new
your
King
Kong's gonna tell you what to use tools. Well, Godzilla picks up rocks and shit too, so
yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like the new King Kong would be more of a match because he is the biggest King Kong of the bunch. But, you know, the Skull Island King Kong. And he's comparable to Godzilla's size. But I mean, honestly, Godzilla would just, it wouldn't even be like
he's
nothing.
He's still a big monkey and Nuke would probably kill him, unlike Godzilla.
Yeah, speaking of...
Yep. He's got the stuff on his back that he can electrify, so there's no way like King Kong can get on his back and like you know something like that.
Yeah,
Godzilla's just so well defended and just so well built. It's just we can move on. I'm sorry,
especially Kinky Godzilla.
Yeah, this one, this one looks good, and I agree. King Kong wouldn't win. Freak Pipe says, "Isn't this after King of the Monsters?" The trailer feels like they want Kong to beat Godzilla after Godzilla just saved the world. They probably do, but it doesn't make any sense. Like Godzilla is the king of the mountain. You know where we might see Godzilla?
What if they do a fake out where he thinks he won and then he lost?
Ooh,
well,
that would
be
cool.
They're doing a fake out with the trailer is what I imagine, trying to make you think it's going to be one thing, and then
yeah,
you start watching.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, this is not like that at all. This
yeah, exactly.
The trailer.
Yep. Well, we can look forward to that, just like we can look forward to this next story from, I believe, RPG Site. Biomutant, dated for May 25th, collectors...
Did you skip the Haven story?
I said it.
He already had... He did the Haven story. Would you...
We talked about Godzilla for a while, so it's
All right, Biomutant, dated for May 25th, collector's editions detailed. And I'm looking here... Holy shit. First is the regular collector's edition for $109, which comes with a figurine, the soundtrack, and a cloth map alongside the game. I don't think that would be worth it.
Are people that excited about this game that they'd want to do that, though?
Jesus Christ. Who is excited about Biomutant? I mean, I'm not. I mean, it
might be fun, but like at the same time, it's not exactly thrilling me.
Well, if that doesn't thrill you, Eric, then maybe this will. There's also the Atomic Edition, which will cost only $399. It includes...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What? Well, yeah. Why are you assassins creating this game?
And includes a diorama, steelbook, oversized mouse pad, and a t-shirt. God damn,
$399. There better be like a hooker in the box or some shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. A gold ring, something, you know? I mean,
yeah,
Jesus.
Like some ounce of blow? Like
is there a PS5 in that box? Like, you know? I mean, is there an Xbox S in there? Like, what's going on, man? Like, honestly. Yeah, that is an onion. I mean, I guarantee you'll be able to buy that edition at Best Buy later on for like $50. So there you go.
Yeah, just wait on collector's edition.
Who is so looking forward to a game that they've never played? Like, this is a brand new series, like franchise. Right. If it's popular or something like that, $400 for a game you've never played before.
Freak 5 says, "Do you get a blowjob with that edition? That'd be a pretty expensive blowjob, man." Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? He says, "Grr." Okay. Grr to you too. What's up, Slagar? I don't know why, like, I can't see when people get in. That's the one thing I don't like about Twitch chat. I can't see when people enter. Like, it doesn't let me know. All right, I think it's Eric's turn.
Is there at least a sound notification you can turn on or something?
I have to look into that later. I didn't see anything, but... All right, go ahead, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is ship data for Koei Tecmo Games. So there's been... couple developments. I guess Neo 2 has shipped 1.4 million units, while Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity surpasses 3.5 million. And Altelia Ryza 2 is at 220,000, which is not bad considering how long ago it released.
Ship seems like an odd way to count their sales, you know?
Yeah. It's
the money they made off the retailers, not the money they'll make from the individual sales of each copy.
Yeah. Right, but a lot of retailers have like buyback programs with manufacturers. If they can't sell so many, like they sell them back to the manufacturer, you know.
Yeah,
but so I'm thinking that the only reason they're posting this data is because maybe those are retentive sales.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's bad data. Like, obviously they're happy with these numbers. I think it's a weird way to count them personally, but obviously they're pleased with them, so that's good news if you're looking for sequels.
Yeah. Freak 5 just linked a story. It's not one of our stories this week, but it's kind of interesting. It's an AV Club story. It says Cyberpunk developers ask players to please stop having sex with Keanu Reeves. I guess there were some mods or something that allowed you to have sex with Johnny Silverhand.
Oh, this is Cyberpunk being more shit because they apparently hate gay people now.
Jesus Christ.
We can't have people having their gay sex fantasies with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Slagar says he had to change his password for Twitch just now. 16 characters, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Says really? Too easy to guess, make another. Three damn times. How is that? Like, I don't... You know, this is a thing. Mm. This has been bothering me for a long time about passwords. If you want your password to be the number one, then you should... That should be your password. You know what I mean? Like, nobody would do that, obviously, because it'd be too easy to... But, I mean... Like, all this shit where they require a 16-digit, you know, upper, lower.
This is the fault of the users. Not us, but this is the fault of the, like, the 80% of people whose main password was fucking password.
Yeah, I know, man. But
this is their fault. Like, the idiots who thought, like, oh, God, nobody will guess God if I make that the password.
There is a program called LastPassword that, like, stores your old passwords and not let you recall your last password.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This password shit is just bullshit. You know, it's just dumb.
It's irritating and annoying in the whole making you check to see if you're a robot and click the images in this little box down here. Which ones have a little kitty in them? You know, that shit. The jarbled numbers. Like, repeat these jarbled numbers. They're all fucking weird and shit, but copy them down. Like, what the fuck is that?
And sometimes you can't even...
Like, say it's easy, but like, sure. Say it's easy, but let me do it anyways. Because then, even though you consider it easy, other people might have a hard time cracking it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just dumb. And I agree with you, Breakman. Like, you should be able to, like those weird, scraggly numbers. And sometimes I can't even see what they are. Like, is that a 5 or an S? Like, what is that?
Oh, you mean the captures?
Those yeah, the capture thing. Like, that's those what Breakman was talking about. Yeah, it's stupid. It's dumb. All right, let's move on to, speaking of Cyberpunk, patch 1.1 is out now, and here's what it fixes. I'm not going to go through everything, but it fixes some stability stuff. I got a caveat to all this, and I'll talk about it in just a second. Quest and open world fixes issues. Let's see. There's just a lot of fixes to this, but I did see a Digital Foundry breakdown of the new patch, and it's not looking good on the base console still. Like, there's not...
Well, I don't think they can fix that. I don't think
they can.
Meant for them.
No, you can definitely... Oh, if it wasn't meant for them, then what were they doing that entire time, Eric? Because they didn't...
Oh, because they overpromised and then they had to deliver.
No, yeah, I know, man. But it's just like these were supposed to be for the PS4 Pro. Like honestly, like that's what they were working on the entire time. That's why it's so disappointing. How dare you, Freak 5? He says, put your... You're exiled, son of a bitch. He says, put your glasses on, Frank, then you can read those letters, old man. No, you can't! Is that an S or a 5, Freak 5? I want to know! Dungeon says, click on all the images with the cake. Stresses over whether part of the cake counts as a full cake. Dude, that's another good point. Like, it says, some of them are like, I don't get the entry. I wish I could get ones like what you...
It's usually, for me, it's like the stoplights or something like that.
Yeah, that's... You get kitties? I don't get kitties. I get like traffic lights. Like,
yeah, click... That's what's usually. Pick the ones with cars in them. Well, there's a full car and there's a headlight, and I think I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, it's like, and then like there's pictures of like a traffic light without the actual traffic light, but like the thing holding it, and you're like, does that count or? Ooh. Anyways, let's see. Cake for everyone, Dungeon says. Cake isn't a lie. Slagar says, if you want to talk password bullshit, I've been at my job for 30 years now. Wow, that's an accomplishment, Slagar. I have 5 programs that I use every day. Each has to have its own password that can't be the same as any of the other programs. They need to be changed every 30 days and cannot be used twice by any of the other ones. I cannot think of any more damn passwords to use anymore.
And you're going to need to like, create a program that just generates a password.
Oh, God. Dungeon says, oh, God, the stoplights. Shakes fist at the stoplights and part of the stuff.
Or you're going to have to hack the system and delete all the data for all the previously entered passwords. And so
it's ridiculous. Like that shit's, I mean, God damn it. So anyways, the PlayStation specific ones, performance optimization of crowds on PS4 Pro. There's a lot of work to be done on the base consoles, and it's not looking good for Cyberpunk. Like
came out.
It should have been delayed for a few more years.
It should have been delayed another year or two for sure. I totally agree. Just dumb. It's real, really, really stupid. It's
I don't even know if I want to buy the game now.
No, I'm
so garbage.
Maybe some publishers have learned a lesson from this that quality takes time. Like, your stupid, like, release date is arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like, fucking fix the game first. Make sure your fucking game is done, or at least in a good enough state.
And quit catering to gamers, because gamers are evil, vile pieces of shit.
I think he called all of us vile pieces of shit, Breakman. Like,
well,
wow.
You're not a gamer.
Feelings, I'd be hurt.
You're not a gamer. You're a person who plays video games. That's
wow.
different.
Wow.
You have to self-identify as if it's an ideology, kind of like a Christian or something.
Wow. I consider myself a gamer, but okay. okay. Let's see. Dungeon says, I don't know how the patches are because I uninstalled the game after finishing it. Also, I needed all of that space back. Yeah, that's a lot of space, Dungeon. I don't know if that game... Like, I'm with Break. I'm not going to buy this game until it becomes like... You know, The Witcher 3 like started out real rocky like Cyberpunk did, but it became really, really good. So I'm hoping the same thing for Cyberpunk, but I'm just going to wait for a sale and wait for the patches.
I mean, the game is pretty shit, but I think onus is on gamers as well, too.
That's when I buy like a Fallout game is when the Game of the Year edition comes out. Like I might play Fallout 76 at some point.
Yeah,
I'm waiting because that's when it will actually be a real game and complete enough to play. You know,
Freak 5 is exiled. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's see. I believe.
Oh
it...
wait, what did he say? Let me see here.
How dare you,
Freak 5? I had at least 8 different passwords, and they also didn't write them down anywhere. And we all know you are a piece of shit, Frank. Oh, sorry.
Thanks for that, Break, man. Just for that, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, from... stupid thing popped up. But we got some sad news. Slightly sad news, maybe. Why does it take forever? Ryogakukoto Studios... Toshihiro Nagoshi steps down as CCO of Sega.
I don't think this is bad news, Eric. I think it might be good news. He might be starting up his own studio, and he's very talented. So,
it's not because of some scandal or something we don't know.
No,
about,
no.
I'm just worried that... I just hope they have somebody competent to fill his shoes, because Sega, that's like the last good director that they have.
Well, he's not leaving entirely. He's still going to be creative director. So, you know, I think when people do this, they get ready to start their own, you know, their own kind of studio type thing. Like he might be just getting burnt out, man. Like, you know, sometimes you need to take a step back and do other things.
It takes place on April 1st. So, I wonder if it's April Fool's joke and it's big publicity.
Maybe. I mean, he's not leaving the company, so, you know, there it is. Let's see.
I don't know. He might just be – he's probably on the executive board, so he probably doesn't need to be there anymore.
Yeah, probably not. Dungeon says, yeah, just wait. I like the game despite the bugs, but at the same time, I wouldn't recommend it without reservations. I want to play Cyberpunk, but I want to wait till they clean it up. I'm not – maybe do a Game of the Year, which how could you even put that on it?
I think they need to relaunch before they even think about doing a Game of the Year.
Well, that's basically what a Game of the Year is anymore. It's like, hey, this game's finally finished.
Yeah. They should say the finally finished edition of Cyberpunk. Yeah.
This is why Square didn't call Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition the Game of the Year edition, because it wasn't completely finished. More like everything we have right now.
Yeah. Okay. Break. Next story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Returnal release date delayed by a month. Let me see. It was supposed to come out on March 19th. It's now coming out on April 30th.
That's more than a month then.
Returnal will be a Groundhog Day-like game. Ooh, that's interesting. Selene was traveling through space when her ship crashed. The planet she landed on is incredibly hostile, and she finds that she can't die. When she does, she starts back at the beginning where she crashed. Your goal is to help her survive, which will be challenging due to the environment changing after each death. Wow, that's cool. If all goes well, you might be able to help her get off of the planet. Wow. Well,
pseudo roguelike, I guess.
The game looks
sounds interesting.
The game looks really, really good. Housemarque is the developer of this game, and they did a lot of the twin stick shooter type stuff on both systems. But I'm interested in this game. It's not something I would buy day one, but on a sale, I'm definitely gonna probably get this game. It looks really, really good. So, I mean, it's not bad news. I mean, it's delayed. It's no big deal. You know, another month for polishing, apparently. So, you know.
It'll be on the PlayStation 5 for $69.99.
Yeah, I hate that $69.99 price point, but you know, it does look really good. I mean, it is, it's
blame
shaping up
Activision
to look good.
For that. Fuck Activision.
Yeah, fuck Activision. Okay, last story comes to us from Siliconera, and it is about Root Film will debut outside of Japan in March 2021. So Kadokawa Games' second entry into the Root series has a release date. So it'll be March 19th, and there will also be a limited edition that includes an art book. I kind of like art books, but not, you know, super expensive art books.
If you want to throw it in for free, I'm fine with that.
But, yeah, no, I do like, I'll pay a little extra, you know, $5-$10, you know, for something really nice, but it's usually not that way. It's usually like a little pamphlet of a few drawings and that's it, you know, but a good art book is really nice, but whatever. So, and then there's a little bit about the story and a little video, which I will put on right now. It'll appear for the Nintendo Switch and PS4 on March 19th outside of Japan. People with PS4 copies will also be able to play it on the PS5. It's immediately available in Japan. There are also demos available for the Adventure and Japanese storefront. So if you have a Japanese account, you can check out the game for yourself before buying. So there you go. That is the news. Anything on that, Eric, that you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Thank God it's over? Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's it for the news this week. We do... Oh, man. I'm all discombobulated. I had to start the show a little bit later than what I like to today. But we do have a couple homie discounts.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right. Homie discounts. There's some PS Plus titles for February. And it makes me... This is something that's very interesting that we might want to delve into. But one of the games that's on the PS Plus for February is Control. The complete edition, which I think is bullshit, okay?
But to be fair, you bought the PS4 version, so it's fine, I guess.
No, because the PS5 version, you get an automatic upgrade if you got... I paid $20, right?
Yeah, and you're still getting that upgrade, so now you won't need PS Plus when it goes... you unsubscribe.
Yeah, but I'm subscribed past 2023, Eric, so it's like, you know...
But you still won't need it after that point.
No, I won't need it, but I can't see myself not getting PlayStation Plus because that's where I play. The you know majority of my gaming is on the PlayStation, so
and it's kind of a good thing too for people who haven't played the PS4 version of the Ultimate Edition because their save files don't transfer because apparently it's a new version of the engine you're using, which apparently means that they can't tweak the code to just let you transfer saves like normal people.
Mm. I don't know. I think it's just shitty that, you know, they put a game on sale right before.
I'm sure that there's a way to make it work. They just don't want to bother.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of shitty not to, you know, you put a game on sale and then you automatically put it on PS Plus that month. It just kind of sucks, you know, and it's just, I don't know. It just kind of makes me mad I bought that game. But anyways, we also got Concrete Genie, apparently. And Destruction All-Stars, which I am 0% interested in, but there you go. So you have until February 1st to get the January ones, which was Greedfall, Maneater, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I did check out Maneater. Maneater's fun. It's nothing major. You just play as a shark and, you know.
Here's another little tip that we should probably throw in, but the PS5 store actually has a deal section now. Yay.
Oh, I know. See, that, I'm waiting for that, and I'm also waiting for an update for themes because I really enjoyed putting different themes on the PS4.
Oh, there is
but...
a deal going on. It's called the Retro Sale.
Oh, okay. Xbox
Retro
has...
Sale?
What's that?
Huh?
Was that on Switch or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Oh, the PSN has a Retro Sale going on.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
PS Plus for $29.89 now. That CD keys. So if you're interested in getting the year for basically half off PlayStation Plus, that's where you can do it. I personally have bought like 3 years from this thing, and it you know, I didn't have any problems, so you shouldn't have any problems. Breakman.
Yeah, like I said, there's always a chance you might be buying code that might be like illicitly earned, gained, but they are the reason they're able to sell it so cheap is because they're going to like markets in other countries and then buying the codes at cheap prices. So that's why they could sell them as low as they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's why the prices are always fluctuating too.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I hit your music?
How come their prices are cheaper in other countries?
That's a mystery to me.
The way that money works.
Yeah.
Okay. No, don't play it.
Don't? Are you sure? I thought Freak 5 was going to send you something.
Oh, did he send me something?
Yeah, I don't know. He said before the show that he was going to send you something. So.
Because I looked earlier and there was nothing.
Check real quick one more time.
I have to bring up Twitter and take a look at that.
Yeah, you might have to do that, Breakman. Just to be sure. I'm pretty sure he sent you something, but maybe not. It was what he was talking about earlier, right before we got on the air, but some kind of conspiracy theory nonsense that we probably could go through, but let me know, Breakman.
And I think the way that PS Plus subscription cards work is that it doesn't matter what region you buy them from. It just adds like so many months onto your PSN or PS Plus account.
Yes, I did. You're welcome, Breakman. So I'm going to hit your music. Breakman, did you cowbell, more cowbell, man. All right, what do we got?
Yes, thanks, Freak. What would you do for a Klondike bar? What haven't I done for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, that's true. You really haven't. There's really nothing you haven't, including hand jobs, blow jobs.
I can't think of one of the Ten Commandments I didn't break for a Klondike bar.
I'm on a diet, so there's nothing I would do for a Klondike bar right now, man. But Klondike bars are bomb, man, for sure.
Yeah, those are one of those things like I can eat them, but then regret it heavily later.
Mm.
Yeah,
I enjoy them all the way down.
Kind of like Wendy's Frosties.
Yeah, those are good.
Like one of two things happens with Wendy's Frosties: you either eat it so fast because it's so good, and then you get brain freeze, or the stomach ache that you get later.
Yeah. LOL. Brake became a host on RP Grinders for a Klondike bar. Yeah, that's still in the mail. It's still in the mail.
You son of a bitch. Where is my goddamn Klondike bar?
All right, what else you got, Brake?
Let me see. What would a normal person do for a Klondike bar, though? What is the limit to what somebody should do for a Klondike bar?
Ooh, there's no limits, dude. I mean, if you would have said something like, I don't know, like a plate of, you know, canned corn, like there's obviously limits there, but Klondike
right.
bars.
I'm not gonna murder somebody for cream corn.
Right,
I might maim
right.
them, but I'm not gonna murder them.
Right, right, right.
Whereas a Klondike bar, yeah, I'll chop their head off or whatever you want me to do. But man, what wouldn't you do for a Klondike bar? There's got to be a limit somewhere.
Yeah, Klondike bars are really good. I wish they did
I wouldn't support Donald Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Dungeon
says
that'd
be my limit right there. Like I'd go low, but I can't go that low.
Yeah, I wish they had a sugar-free Klondike bar, man. That would be really good. I would totally eat that. But the problem is like the stability, like with the ice cream. Like if you try to make ice cream with like something like Splenda or something, it just doesn't hold as good as sugar, man. It's so weird, but whatever.
Have they tried any like different flavors of Klondike bars? Like a lot of other brands have done, like M&M's, there are like 20 different flavors of M&M's now. Are there like different flavors of Klondike bars now?
Yeah, I think there are, man. Like, you know, I don't know if they've, you know, went in conjunction with like Snickers or stuff like that, but I've seen different flavors of Klondike bars. But, man, how could you top the original? Just vanilla, yeah. You know, chocolate.
I like the Butterfinger ones.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Yeah,
oh, man.
For sure.
See, I mean, what wouldn't you do for that? I mean, come on. I like if you want to murder small children for a Klondike bar, I understand.
There's a Heath Klondike bar, Freak Fives. Ugh, I don't like Heath bars.
Is there Snickers Klondike bar?
Probably.
If the people who formed an insurrection against our government, if they told me they were going in there for a Klondike bar, I would have understand. Do it for Trump is insane.
Trump's somebody offered you a Klondike bar. That's why you did it. I see. Okay. Yeah. No, I understand that, Breakman. Like, if somebody offered you, if somebody offered you a Klondike bar to, like, walk in the Capitol, that's understandable. I get it.
Obviously, that one guy, he was wearing the bullhorn and he had his chest painted. Obviously, he's doing that for a Klondike bar.
Right.
Why would you do that for Trump, right?
I mean, why else would he do that, man? Yeah. I mean, Jesus. All right, what else you got, Break?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. Mm. All right.
Well, Klondike. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
You made us all hungry, Freak.
I know.
I want Klondike bars. Oh, man. Now that I know there are different flavors, I want different flavors of Klondike bars.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I need to Google this. I need to find out what flavors we have of Klondike
okay,
bars.
Go for it, man. While you're doing that, I'll do this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman. I know you're looking up Klondike bar flavors, but while you're doing What? You haven't been playing anything?
No, I said I've been playing Code Vein. Move on.
Okay, Code Vein. Moving on. All right, Eric.
Code Vein's fun. I'm at a part where I'm trying to grind and farm, which I would say really annoys me in single player games. But then Code Vein isn't actually a single player game.
You don't really need to grind in Code Vein because the game just gives you soul points.
Well, yeah, but you can lose them. Die.
Yeah, you can lose them, but the game also gives you so much that it's not really an issue.
Well, my favorite's when I'm I've complained about the level design on these. One of the later stages is just it's like walking around on the Death Star. You know, there are no railings anywhere.
Also, unlike Souls, you could level up any time.
Huh?
You have to go back to
checkpoint
missile. Yeah, you have to go to a checkpoint to level up. What was I saying about that? On most every level, there's some sort of hazard in the environment, not just the enemies. But in this last level, it's like I said, walking around the Death Star. You know, there's no railings. There's you're thinking about who built this and why were they so cocksure that they're not going to trip at any point or something. And just getting in fights with like a minor enemy and then they can do something that'll knock you off the stage is fucking irritating.
That's kind of a bad game design, I would say, you know. But
whatever. I'm still enjoying the game. I really like how they do the memory flashbacks and stuff. That it gives you better insight into the characters. It makes them a lot more interesting than they start off. Like once you get to really know them, their backstories and stuff, the characters are a lot better.
Yeah.
But like at face value, they're almost just like, oh, you're here, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
It's you again. Hey.
it's you.
My only problem with like the flashbacks is they're so disjointed because you pick them up randomly during the game. I shouldn't say randomly. I think I think most of them are put in specific points in the game. But
if you look at the true ending, though, you have to find a couple of them.
I think I've got most of them at this point. There's a few I still need to get, but I'm not to the last level yet. And
yeah.
There's some more there.
Well, that's good that you're making progress, for sure. All right, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Before I tell you what I've been playing, I also want to mention, I should have added it in the news, but I think we had too many news articles already, but R-Type Final 2 is coming out April 30th.
Oh, cool. R-Type's fun. Really hard, but fun.
But I've been playing more... Bravely Second, and I finished Sekiro, and finally beat Ishin, and I did two more runs to get the Platinum, and I made the Platinum.
Christ, Eric.
Yesterday.
A Platinum on Sekiro, that's no small feat, man. That's
100 hours nearly.
Yeah.
It's like 99-17, I think.
I saw that, man. But that's awesome, man. It's a good accomplishment. Sekiro is no joke, man. Like, that's a tough
game. It wouldn't be a Souls game unless I spent at least 100 hours grinding something.
I know.
They always make their platinums long.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta shut the show down. I gotta go to the store now.
What do they have? What kind of heat?
Let me see. We have Klondike V vanilla ice cream tacos.
What?
We have Reese Cup Klondikes.
Oh, my I remember God. Choco Tacos, but yeah. What?
Klondike has their own Choco Taco now. Jesus. I'm sure that's amazing. They have the Boston Cream Donut. Let me see here. This is a Crunch. I guess that's like...
I've never seen the Boston Cream Donut yourself. Once.
Let me see. Heath Bar.
I've seen the Reese's ones.
I had never seen the Reese's.
M&M's. Toffee. What, Jesus. They minis? They've got mini ones, too? What the... Why? There's so many. We got to shut the show down. I got to go to the store.
Yeah, I agree, man. Okay, that was the show.
They got mint flavored. If you're looking for mint, there's, what's this, double chocolate? Ooh, like chocolate inside and on the out.
That original. Was the weirdest laugh. That was the weirdest laugh Breakman has ever done on the show, and I don't ever want to hear that
one,
again.
Or cherry one?
Cherry? Cherry would be good. Strawberry, yeah.
Just could be like cherry chocolate one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else?
Someone's knocking on my door.
Wow. Go. Do you have any other games you want to go check it out, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. All right, here's another one. I have more. Cookie dough swirl, caramel pretzel, Reese's. Ooh, like the pink inside of the cup, like peanut butter cake. Oh. Let's see. Oreo, dark chocolate, Rocky Road, and Neapolitan.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Neapolitans are always two-thirds eaten. Nobody ever eats a strawberry. Who the fuck eats a strawberry? You know?
You like strawberry?
Yuck. Yuck-o-rama, man. It's like the least favorite of almost anybody's. Next week, Break Stinko is that he has diabetes. Yeah, exactly.
It was a pizza guy who got the wrong apartment.
Wow. All right, Eric, anything else you've been playing?
Yeah, I played a little bit of East 9 because okay. I guess the review embargo lifted. And the way is for people like small people like me who don't work for a big publication, I don't get review code now from NISA until basically launch. Or a review embargo day.
Yeah, lifts. Of course. All right. Anything else, Eric?
I haven't played very much of it, though, because I've been waiting for my Xbox Series X to come in, and that's my Sweeto. So.
Yeah, there you go. I've been playing Call of Cthulhu, and I'm stuck, guys. Like, have you ever gotten to a point in a video game? I talked about it last week where I was... It's a simple sequence, right, to finish this chapter. You simply got to get a sacrificial knife and you got to cut the portrait where the shambler comes out. They call it the shambler. It's this weird-ass creature that if he sees you, it kills you. I can't fucking figure it out, and I hate this type of gameplay. It's the reason why I can't play games like Amnesia, because like if somebody sees you and you start running and all this type of shit, and usually I get caught and, you know, I get fucked over. And that's what's going on here. I don't know the proper sequence of where to walk to where I won't be seen so that I could do what I need to do to get past this chapter. So it's one of those type of scenarios where...
Unless you watch a video of the show's exactly.
No, I saw the video. I saw 100%
right or you fail type scenario.
No, it's... Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like that. But it's one of those type of points in a game that sometimes you get that your brain just is not wanting you to progress. And you will make the same mistakes. You'll, you know, make different mistakes another time. And you just... You can't get in the groove, right? And you have to put the game away. And that's what I'm going to have to do with this game. And later on, I'm going to have to go back to it and see if I can just, you know, freshly. Because I've done that several times where I've gotten back into a game. And then first try, I'm like, you just get past it. You know, Dungeon says, whoa, Call of Cthulhu, the one from Cyanide? No, it's the one from Focus. Focus Home. Entertainment.
It's not even a remake of that game.
No, it's just a completely different game.
I think the IP like trademarked on that died, so that's why they could get away with calling it Call
of Cthulhu. Well, Call of Cthulhu is just the name of a Lovecraft book, so anybody can,
that too.
You know, anybody can call it Call of Cthulhu. But no, it's a different game, Dungeon. So, oh, Cyanide's the developer apparently, Dungeon. So yeah, that one, Dungeon. I'm just. I'm halfway through the game, but I'm just like at a point where it should be really easy, you know. There's another one also, another one called Sunken City. I also have that game dungeon,
which I heard is like bad, but like still very interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that game next. Actually, that you mentioned that dungeon after I get done with Call of Cthulhu, I'm gonna do Sunken City. Sunken City has like a Deadly Premonition vibe to it, where the gameplay kind of sucks, kind of glitchy, you know, that type of thing, but it's still kind of charming in its own way. So I definitely want to, I'm going to get into that, you know. I played through Call of Cthulhu, but I already forgot all the puzzles, dungeon says. I'm at the Shambler, where the Shambler comes out of that painting, and it should be as simple as me getting the fucking knife and cutting the picture and moving on, but it's not that easy, you know. It's just sometimes, but whatever. Sunken City's okay, but it does have a lot of jank to it, Dungeon says. So yeah, I want to play it though, mostly for the story. I'm not a Cthulhu junkie, but I do like a lot of Lovecraftian type stories.
Yeah, right. So. We all know you have an altar in your backyard. You worship him weekly, or you sacrifice goats or sheep. I forget.
Well, here's the thing: like, if I was living near the ocean, then it'd be a different scenario break, but since I live in Colorado and there's like no ocean anywhere near, I had to just put a mini altar instead of like a whole, you know, whole dealio, you know, in my backyard. So that's what you're referring to though. So
okay, I get it.
It's fun though. If you're a Lovecraft fan, there's enough there for you on Sunken City. So yeah, there you go. All right, does anybody have a review this week? Break?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, then let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
You know what? I'm going to change things up this week. Let's go with Eric first. Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is the ex-mayor Flint has been investigated, but his punishment is only a $1,000 fine.
Ooh.
Fucking bullshit.
Right. God damn this dog. Get out of here. Go on.
I want to know mine if he just got away with a fine, if it were like a $10,000 fine or a $100,000 fine.
Or $1 million fine, and that still wouldn't
be enough. Because he probably is a millionaire. He can afford that.
Right. Break is exiled? You're son of a bitch, Break.
But the best punishment were for him to be like given 10 years jail time and have to do community service.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. The mayor Flint lied. I'm sure you're referring to the water thing, right, Eric?
Yeah.
And cost a lot of people a lot of sickness and heartache. And I feel bad for the people of Flint. I don't even know how anybody lives in Flint. To be honest, the water is putrid.
Also, fuck a bomb for gaslighting the people of Flint and not doing a goddamn thing about it.
Yep. Freak Five says my wife keeps farting. That's my stinko. Probably you deserve it, Freak Five. So there you go.
I'd say fuck Trump for not doing it either, but he's Trump. I expected him not to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, after Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So yeah, the mayor, ex-mayor Flint's a piece of shit, and $1,000, no jail time, really. I mean, that shows you the justice system or the injustice system that we got, man. So stupid. There's a lot of people on Wall Street that should be in jail right now too, but that never happens. How to think Frank has stayed alive so long? His worship of Cthulhu. Yeah, exactly. With my mini altar in Colorado. All right, Break Man, you are up. Your stinko of the week.
Oh, my stinko goes to it's two things. There's this thing that's supposed to happen in the Senate. I guess February 8th is the start date, right? Is that the impeachment trial date?
I'm not sure, man, to be honest. I mean, as soon as they were all bitching about, like, you know, the procedural things and stuff like that, I'm like, there's no chance in hell fucking Trump gets, you know, convicted. So why do they even do this? You know, what's the fucking point?
No chance in hell that he's going to get convicted. What did the GOP leader spend the last couple days doing?
That I don't know either, because I've been
hanging out with Trump.
Oh, Mitch McConnell hanging out with Trump.
No, not Mitch.
McCarthy.
Him.
The minority leader of the House. Yeah, well, McCarthy's a piece of shit, so it's out of the...
Yeah, like, this is what's going on. Like, the Republican Party is still the party of Trump, even with him gone. They're actively working to plan for, well, 2024 for President Trump again.
Oh, boy. They're so stupid. They should have exiled his ass. You know, they don't, I mean, he's going to do nothing but divide that. Well, maybe this is a good thing because it'll be divisive for Republicans. Because
I don't think it is, because I think the guys like Mitch are just going to retire. Mitch got everything he wanted, and he's making money.
Oh, yeah.
What else does he have left? Like, he got what he wanted. His dream was to be the Speaker of the House and line the courts, and he did it.
Yeah.
He accomplished his dream.
Well, here's the thing, though. Power and money know no bounds, Brakeman.
But
so
he's still going to have the money, is the thing. He's still going to be making lots of money.
He'll never make enough. Break. I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
No, I agree with that. I know how those people are.
Right.
Those type of people never make enough money. You're right.
Not enough.
Saying, like, as far as like the Republican Party is concerned, I think he's just going to kind of walk away from it. He's not going to stop voting Republican. He's just not going to be a senator anymore.
We'll see about that.
This is my hot take, I'll say.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, that would be actually really good, although, you know,
at the same time, like, yes, Mitch is gone. It's like, well, wait, who's taking over? Well, you mean they're
exactly
going to replace him with people that are more hardline, that
that's,
love Trump?
Right. You know, the next person is going to be worse than Trump. I'm telling you, Brakeman. The next guy that wins the presidency, or guy or girl, on the Republican side, is going to be worse than Trump, because they're going to be a lot smarter than that idiot ever was, and they're gonna get.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be Lauren, whatever her fuck name is. She's pretty fucking stupid. Maybe they'll nominate her.
Boebert.
Yeah,
but
she's
just
fucking dumb as fuck.
Right, and Boebert's from Colorado, and I know the area which I don't know how those people voted for her, man. I mean, there's a bunch of Second Amendment gun nuts here. But other than that, I don't.
She's so pro fucking gun. Like, that's her only. That's her entire platform.
Right.
Pro gun.
Right. Pro Second Amendment. All this stuff. Which, you know, I'm not a huge Second Amendment guy, but it is one of our constitutional rights. So, if you want a fucking gun, go for it, I guess. But like, if you need a gun to like justify your existence, then you're not worth the even. I mean, just go somewhere else. You know, go to a shooting range and stay there. You know, like.
Well, it's always they use the Second Amendment as one of the main talking points against Democrats. Like, they're gonna take away your guns. They're gonna take away your guns.
No,
because it's happened before.
Right. What precedents?
I mean,
do you
at one point, assault rifles were banned.
Yeah.
But, you know, people were still getting them.
I mean, look, the Second Amendment is one of the only amendments that you can really rail and argue against with facts, right? Like, the Second Amendment was for a different time. Like, we're talking, like, musket times, right? Like, where everybody was on an equal playing field, and if the government got too ridiculous, everybody could bring up their muskets and you know, start a militia.
If the government was trying to send their troops into your home, basically a lot of their laws were based on they escaped the king, you know.
Right.
The colonists ran away from a king, and back in, you know, ancient
it was to defend
England.
Right.
You know, England colonists.
Right. It's to basically defend yourself against, like, the tax man and stuff. So, like, the king would send his tax guys to collect your gold.
Right, right.
And shit like that, even though the king wasn't doing dick for you.
Yeah.
That was kind of their method. And also, troops were allowed to, like, stay in people's homes. And pretty much they would get away with whatever they wanted, because there was no, you know.
You know, speaking of all this Second Amendment stuff, like, what possible reason would anyone in Congress have to bring a gun into Congress, like, for session? Like defending yourself?
If I was somebody like AOC, I might be thinking about it.
Right, right. No, but there's contingencies for all that type of stuff, too.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying, like, she's getting, like, horrible death threats almost, well, probably daily.
Right, right. I mean, almost all senators get those type of, you know,
but
death threats.
Like, not as much as she's.
I know, and I feel.
I mean, she deserves some rightly criticized
Yeah,
but not like that.
Yeah, you're right, Brakeman. Nobody deserves.
Not even fucking Donald Trump deserves.
I wasn't finished. I was like, she deserves some criticism, and right? Get some heat for it, but well, she also doesn't need to get death threats.
They actually all deserve criticism, Eric. Like every single congressperson is a spineless piece of shit, up to and including Bernie Sanders at times. Bernie is the best of the bunch. But that's not saying much, you know. It's like we're begging now for $2,000. That's what we're begging for, and they can't even get that straight. Like Biden was all the two senators in Georgia that ran. They ran a campaign based on them getting us $2,000 checks. Yep. And what is the first fucking thing that Joe?
I guess the only decent person in Congress left might be Nina Turner. But
yeah, well, she's not in Congress right now. But hopefully. Mm. Hopefully, Nina Turner. I mean, Bernie's decent too, Eric. Like, there's criticism to be had all the way around, but honestly, Bernie's the best of the bunch and has brought to the fore. Oh, by the way,
Bernie's only problem is that he's weak.
He is kind of weak. That's the problem. But he's doing something very strong. He single-handedly is probably going to get everybody a $15 minimum wage. So that's one good thing that might. Really, truly happen.
Even though it's not really, it's kind of pointless to get $15 now. We need more than $15.
No, I agree, Eric. But at least bring it up.
It's not going to happen for 4 years, though. Like, it's going to be an incremental raise.
Yeah.
And by then, we'll definitely need more than $15.
Yeah. By then, I mean, right now, technically, if we kept up with the rate of inflation, we should all be making like something like $20 to $25 an hour. More towards the $25 an hour, which. If I hear one more fucking person complain about McDonald's workers making more than, you know.
A food service job is actually more demanding than most.
It's demanding
jobs.
And it's bullshit.
What's supposed to happen is when and the minimum wage goes labor. Up, other wages are supposed to go up too.
Exactly. That's exactly
and
right.
And it's
Brakeman.
Not a job for college kids. I mean, sure, it's an entry level job for college kids, but that doesn't mean they don't deserve more pay.
Exactly. Or. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's somebody's career, Eric. You know,
I
mean,
maybe some people like making food for other people.
So yeah, exactly. It's like they consider.
And that, what do you think all the cooks in restaurants are? Huh?
And by the way, this is not a little known fact. They're considered like fast food workers and workers at you know restaurants and stuff are considered essential employees. So if you're an essential employee, don't you deserve at least $15 an hour? I mean, it's ridiculous. Bernie says.
So after the first responders and like medical staff get their vaccines, does that mean we're next?
Workers should. I mean,
it should, but it probably won't happen.
It won't happen because the way that they're doing. I agree with the top. Top tier.
Fucking Trump made one more fuck you to all of us before he left by fucking up the whole. Vaccine thing. So
yeah.
God knows when anybody's going to get them now because we're so fucking behind.
Yeah. Luckily, my dad got his first vaccine today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, you know, he's going to get another one in February and he'll be done with it. But my mom is still right below that group and who knows when she's going to get it. So it's like, you know, time is running out. A lot of people are going to die unless we get these fucking vaccines, you know? Let's see. Bernie says food service is very rough at times. Sure is.
And that's the other thing, too. It's like, who's supposed to do the minimum wage jobs while college and high school students are in class? Yeah. If it's supposed to be an entry-level job for college kids, how are they going to work and do schoolwork at the same time?
Right.
They wouldn't have a life at that point. They'd be wage slaves.
Freak says, who is supposed to do the minimum?
That reminds me of college.
Yep.
Like literally going to school during the day and then work all night, and then by the time you get home, you're too tired to
study
much
or
of
anything. Yeah, exactly. Which why do we even have student debt? Like everybody should be able to go to college for free. Freak says, who is supposed to do the minimum wage jobs while college and high school students are in class or during final weeks? Well, not even that. Like we're talking about a job that's very demanding. Fast food. People think of fast food as like this shitty little job, which you know they're rough jobs. They're hard jobs to do, and very demanding. And like you know, there's always this
especially
whole thing.
It's fast food and not sitting in.
Yeah, it's Yeah, Bernie says it's way more than serving food. That's it, it is. It's hard work. It's not, you know, it's not like you know, people like Ben Shapiro that shit on people that work in the fast food industry. Fuck you. You know, fuck all those people. And they're mostly Republicans, but there's a lot of centrist Democrats that are that way too.
I wonder how much cleaning the floor and shit they have to do. Since nobody's sitting in really anymore.
Well, that they do a lot of that, Eric. I mean, Bernie works at a. I don't want to say exactly where, but she works at a. I guess it's considered a fast food joint, and she's always constantly cleaning that place. So, yeah, there's.
Well, I mean, sure, you'd be cleaning the kitchen, but like, what about the like dining room?
No, there's floors. There's, you know, there's all kinds of stuff to clean.
But I mean, you have to keep it from getting dusty. But
yeah, exactly. You're constantly doing something at those jobs. I mean, I used to work at a place called Good Times. I don't know if they have it where you guys are, but it's like a burger joint, and it's getting bigger and bigger. But at the end,
those Good Times involve weed too.
I wish, man. At the end of every shift, like I would especially at night, I would have to scrub the floor, you know, with like hand scrub the floor type thing. Dungeon says service industry as a whole is brutal. You need to tolerate a lot of shit from customers in addition to what management wants. That's exactly right. It's yes, Freak Five. I'm not gonna say, but yes. the customer's always right is a lot of BS, Dungeon says. That's true too, but if you don't please the customer, then you get in trouble and, you know, whatever. But all right, that's that. What else? Brake, did you have anything to add?
The customer's always right. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. I hate
like,
that.
It's saying. Please the customer at any cost, but sometimes the customers can be completely irrational.
Yeah, that's true too. All right, Brake, anything else on your stinko?
On that one, none. This one actually plays into my kind of my sweeto. Well, I'll go ahead and say what my sweeto is. Then my sweeto goes to the war on Wall Street.
Oh yeah.
People using the underhanded and sneaky techniques that the rich and powerful hedge fund people make to you know, screw the hedge fund people. My stinko goes to Robinhood, which decided that they're going to take action against, you know, the little guy. To protect the big hedge fund operators. You know, these people whose entire business is trading shares and stocks and stuff like that. Basically, they profit off of, you know.
Other people's misery. That's what they do.
Exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suffering of others.
You're right. Let me get to my stinko, and then I want to get on to your.
But my stinko goes to Robinhood and say no. And Robinhood is basically a platform for these people who are doing it on Reddit and other things to trade stocks. And from what I've heard, they're using the same shitty criminal techniques kind of that hedge fund managers and hedge fund guys and the traders have done for years and years and years.
Like but it's only insider trading and stuff. It's like only that. Illegal if the little guy does it. Breaks
exactly. Yeah,
if hedge fund managers do it, it's all good and kosher and there's no, like, even Biden was like, we're looking into it. What are you looking into? They're using the same fucking tactics that hedge fund. If you're going to look into it and you're going to punish anybody, then go look into the, you know, myriad hedge fund managers on Wall Street that make millions of dollars off of other people's suffering. Fuck Wall Street. I hate Wall Street.
Yep.
All right.
And people use that as like a milestone as the economy and stuff like that. Look how well the economy's doing. And look at Wall Street. Like, fuck Wall Street. Like, it has nothing to do with how well the economy's doing. Wall Street has to do with how well some fucking rich people are doing.
You want to know how the economy is doing? Go downtown and look how many homeless people are living in tents. That's the true economy of this country. Freak says, sometimes I have thoughts about getting a part-time job I don't need just so I can see how much I can talk back to shitty customers before I get fired.
Oh, dude, and you've got to go. Oh, they don't have me. I worked in like a fun center, which was like an arcade, and we had sports and food and stuff like that. But it was kids, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta go work with kids so you can tell kids off. And then when they get their parents, you get to tell the parents off, too.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, no, the hedge funds are doing it worse. Meh, I would say that. Yeah. I wouldn't say that, I think, is what Slagar meant to. Not, yeah, the hedge fund guys are.
They've gotten away with, criminal activities forever.
Yeah. You know, in other countries, I can't remember the country, but there was some bankers, like banking personnel, like executives, that got put in prison for corruption. Why can't we do that type of shit here with hedge fund managers and bankers? And,
hey, Frank, remember that one day that was really big, and this whole economy globally came crashing down? And you know, like 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and how many bankers were punished for that?
None.
The people who were responsible for this?
Yeah.
For that?
That was under Obama too, right, Blake? Yeah. And people don't want to talk about that. Let's see, half of those homeless want to be right there. Because they have no other choice. Like, what about the other half? What about the kids? Did the kids choose to be there? Kids didn't choose to be there.
There are some people who want to be, like, who do want to be homeless. But a lot of the people, I mean, I shouldn't say a lot. There are some people that are there because of drugs, because of criminal records, they can't find a home. There are people in there because they, like Frank was saying, because they can't afford it, because they're broke. They got
Here's
families.
The thing. All right, I've worked with a lot of homeless people. All right. And
it's not bullshit, Slager. You're bullshit.
Hold
That's
on.
What I think.
Eric, hold on. Here's the thing. Like, every single one of those people, all right, I can't think back to any one of them that said, yeah, I want to be here. Not one. It was like Breakman is saying, like some were heavy into drugs, some had felony records and couldn't get a job, which is another problem. Like, if you want people to get back into society, how can they get back into society if they can't even get a job because of their record? You know, I mean, it's just ludicrous the way that we treat people that break the law, that want to reform. How can we reform them? We just can't.
I thought prison was supposed to be rehabilitation, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It's just incarceration.
Yeah,
punishment.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if they've served their time, aren't they supposed to be rehabilitated? And so shouldn't they be given that chance? You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Freak says, and I, you know what? I know plenty of felons that could outwork most people. So, you know, whatever. Freak 5 says the hedge funds are selling stock they don't own because they think the stock will go down and then buying it cheaper. Of course, Freak 5.
There are many, many, many companies who have just seen their stocks just plummet for whatever reason. Companies recently like JCPenney's have just been suffering. But who does that hurt the most?
Oh, by the way,
not the ownership. The CEOs and stuff like that are still going to walk away with millions.
Well, look at a
People
person like
stores,
look at
Steven.
Look at a person like Steven Mnuchin. All right, Steven Mnuchin's a piece of shit for more reasons than one. But a big reason. You guys remember this little company called Sears? All right. Sears went out of business not because they weren't selling enough product. Sears was selling a shit ton of product. The reason that they went out of business is because Steven Mnuchin drove them into the fucking ground. And what was Steven Mnuchin's punishment for that? For screwing over the stockholders and everybody else?
Did he do the Kmart purchase?
No.
Did that happen under him? Okay.
No.
Didn't they also run Toys R Us into the ground?
I don't know if it was Mnuchin that did that, but he ran Sears into the ground, okay? And basically his punishment for fucking over shareholders and stock owners and, you know, the little people basically is he got a golden parachute on out and he got hired as the Secretary of Treasury. So, and by the way, guess who could have put that motherfucker in jail but didn't? The current Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. But anyways, Freak says the people Robin Hood blocked from buying were just buying stock. Exactly. Dunn said, that's how shorts work. I borrow 100 shares in Frank Inc. from Break and pay him a fee, turn around and sell those shares, then rebuy the same shares when the price goes down so I can give them back to Break and pocket the difference. Yeah, it's a shell game for rich people, Break, for sure. Not going into details, but someone I know is on probation, got accused of something he didn't do. Currently in jail while waiting while to cover myself and return. What? Oh, shit. I got two comments mixed up. But he says, currently in jail while waiting for his court date. Yeah, that sucks, man. Dungeon says, but here's the thing. I need to give Break back his shares at a specific time, whether or not the price falls. So if it rises, I have to rebuy them to cover myself and return the shares. It's the reason why that I can't remember the name of that company, that hedge fund. It was like Mythical or Mythic or something. But they went out of business basically because they basically got fucked by their own tactic.
And that's kind of what happened with this with the big guys now, and that's why they're all shut and why they've shut the little guys out. Like, no, you can't do this to us.
Yeah.
Like, other rich people can do this to us, but no, not you. Fuck.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly. Even when it is found that he didn't do it, he could get his probation revoked because he had a contact with the police, Freak Vibe says. That's just fucking bullshit, man. Criminal, I call it the criminal injustice reform that we got in this country is just ridiculous. It all needs to be reformed. It has to be, you know, like once you do your time, that's it. No criminal. You know, you have a criminal record, but that shouldn't affect where you get a job or anything. If I want to go apply, you know, let's say I did something, I did my time. You know, other than violent offenses, I can understand why somebody would be hesitant to hire somebody that was previously violent. But other than that, like if you have like, I don't know, for instance, a marijuana possession on your fucking record and that's preventing you from getting a job, that's a big problem. You can make a lot of money or you can lose a shit ton, Dungeon
says.
I
also want to mention something about the homeless thing. But like if you're homeless, it's actually hard to get work because in some places, I don't know if it's like this in America, but in Japan, it's hard to get a job if you don't own a home. But if you're homeless, how can you own a home?
Right. That's exactly right. And now they do credit checks for some jobs.
So don't give me that bullshit about homeless people wanting to be there.
Yeah.
That's conservative logic. Go fuck yourself.
In all the time dealing with the homeless people that I've known over the years, I've never met
stupid
one of
in our position.
I've never met
rethink
one.
Rethink your things.
Yeah, I've never
Learn
met.
Things.
I've never met
You're
one.
Uneducated
hold on,
it, think that.
Hold on, Eric. I've never met one homeless person that wanted to be homeless ever. Commander Roots and
I mean, like in Snatcher, there were free men, but those are like a small percentage of people that may not actually exist and might be completely fictional.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 would say they don't want to be there, or like Brake said, they're on drugs, or you know, they can't get out of that cycle, man. How can
you? And being homeless doesn't necessarily mean you've been on the street forever. It might just mean that you're recent.
Right.
You're homeless is homeless.
Bernie's in chat, which I'm...
Part of the problem with drugs especially is people who, to help them get off the streets, want to get them off the drugs. And there are some
right.
people who
I mean,
are... Who've
right.
chosen drugs, you know, basically.
Kind of like
nothing
saying,
else.
Right.
Kind of like saying if you can't find work, you must be lazy or something.
And by the way, thanks.
Not even considering the number of obstacles that have been put in minorities' places to get work.
Well, and the other big problem is the drug war. Like if we could like just stop the drug war, like that would help quite a bit, along with criminal justice reform and police reform and a few things. I'm not one of these people that want to abolish the police, but I think defunding the police to a certain extent would help a lot. Ice Wizards is in chat. Welcome on in. Idolara, I believe that's how you say that, is in chat. Welcome. Wyland's in there. I didn't even see Wyland sneak in there. And, of course, our good friends Dungeon and Slagar are in there, and Freak Vibe. So there you go. I got caught up on chat finally. Well, even harder because people weren't selling GameStop stock, so they couldn't buy it back to fulfill their part of the deal.
And we were talking about in chat how badly this hedge fund company was being hurt by this. And my problem, like this hedge fund company was they've lost billions already, and they were in deep shit of going under completely until a company like Robinhood came in and said stop. That's the game that they are playing. They are playing this risk and reward type game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, so if they fail and mess up and the risk is that they go out of business, then
right,
that's
right.
what should happen. We shouldn't have somebody come in and, some outside source stop that from happening.
Right.
These people
right.
What's he saying? Oh, there's a lot of outstanding stock out there. A Japanese financial just sold their entire stake recently, which has something like 3 million shares. They made a cool billion.
Yeah. I wish I could get get involved in some of that dungeon. I mean, we all do, man. But, man, I can't take those risks. You know, it's just dumb. Like,
Stock market is a huge risk. And it, for us, it's a lot more of a risk than it is for these rich people because they can, you know, they can take a loss.
Right. And write it off on their taxes, too. Wyland says, listening on my phone in my car. Well, thanks for listening, Wyland. Really appreciate that.
$500 investment for us, you know, like that could be a lot of money that we lose.
Right.
Like a $5,000 investment for a rich guy, that's okay, whatever. $5 million, whatever.
Why just ask with that money?
Yeah,
they laugh at hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't care. You know, it's like even millions of dollars.
It's a game that's not designed for the little guy to play.
Yeah.
That's
also my sweet old break. I didn't have
one. The only reason they were able to do this is because they worked collectively to make it happen.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, Cartman GIF. Licking Scott Tinnerman's tears is my response to the hedge fund. Exactly. Yeah. I don't care. If a hedge fund loses $1 billion, I don't care. Yeah,
they exist for the whole fact of like making and
exploiting,
and making money and selling, buying shares. Like, there's no point to the existence of a hedge fund company other than money.
Although I will say, like, for better or worse, GameStop's surviving.
Yeah,
for at least a few more years.
Kind of remarkable that one bump might help them through at least this year and possibly next year. So that, I mean, and good for them, I guess. I mean, even though they're a shitty company, I think it's at the expense of hedge funds. I'll take GameStop, as much as I hate GameStop, over hedge fund managers any fucking day. So that's what I got to say about that. Like they say on Wall Street, hindsight is 20/20. Dungeon says, he says they'll just borrow from each other to prop up what they have. Let's see. None of GameStop's employees are going to see any of this, though.
Dungeon Buster has a good point. None of GameStop's employees are going to see any of this, though. Yeah, this is going to the shareholders. Make no mistake. Like, this is, again, this is people who've invested their money, and usually it's rich people because, you know, the small guy, we can only do, like, a little bit of investment.
Right.
Just a small fraction of that game. We make pennies while they make,
Well, even more so, the hedge funds go out of business. The people running it have their money separate from the hedge fund. They lost nothing. That's right, Freak Five. It's like a risk-free investment for most hedge funds. You know, like, that's how hedge funds work. It's how they've always worked. And you know what? Congress is complicit because a lot of those motherfuckers use the information and like Loeffler was one that just used that information to, like, and it wasn't even like a huge amount of money. I mean, it is to us because $100,000 to us.
And she was exonerated as far as the investigation. And you know why? She didn't break the law because our government officials have written laws that makes it perfectly legal for them to do things like that.
Yeah. But we can't do that.
Trading information.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That's fucking insanity.
Yeah. Well, it's like what we say all the time, break, man. Get money out of politics, you know. It's just what it is. All right, Eric, you already said you're Sweeto, so I don't know if you want to go into it anymore.
I kind of had a second one. But
okay, go right ahead.
I kind of already mentioned it, though, but Sekiro was beaten in Platinum, so that was cool.
Yeah,
and the other one was Xbox Series X acquired. Here's the story behind how I got one. I was looking at my computer just to see what was going on with my torrents, and I got a notification from an app I downloaded previously called Genius, and it alerted me to the in-stock alert for the Xbox One or Xbox Series X on Target, and I was able to get one.
Oh, that's good, man. That's really good. I'm glad you got it. I'm waiting. There's nothing. I mean, I want to play Medium, which if we have time, we'll talk about that game.
I don't know how. But apparently it's a promo that's running. But I was able to once again get Xbox Live or Xbox Gold Game Pass Ultimate for $1 for 3 months.
Break, man, that's funny. Do you agree with this, Eric? Break says, Eric held his new Xbox high in the air, and suddenly, out of nowhere, the Zelda power-up theme played.
I didn't do that, but someone did a meme of that. But it was the Old Spice guy, I think, calling up a baby, I think, but they replaced the baby with an Xbox, and he said, Xbox, son!
By the power of Xbox, I have the downloads.
Dungeons. Yeah, I downloaded so many things, it's probably going to cap out before it's finished.
Oh, man, that's
good. Which is
good,
fine,
Dungeon.
Because I'm not going to play any of my old 360 stuff right away anyway.
Oh, man. Speaking
of... I'm just going to check out all the Game Pass stuff while I can.
Yeah. All right, speaking... Do you have any more break, Sweetos, before I move on?
Oh, just at... What AOC did the Ted Cruz on Twitter?
What did she do? I know there was a buzz.
Ted Cruz. Let me go back in time before Trump was elected. Ted Cruz was one of the people where I looked at and said, "Look, the Republican Party isn't good. Just bow down to Trump because these people, you know, they're saying they're standing up, and he would be one of the very few that always brings up like term limits,
right.
For instance. And then of course Trump got elected, and it turns out no, he is just the biggest bootlicker in the planet. Now we know he's a traitor and everything else. But AOC said something that she was going to do something that we need fixed, and he chopped in, and he came in with, "Oh, that's you know, I'm with you on this. We need to do that." Her response was, "Yeah, I am willing to work with Republicans on this, but you tried to get me killed 2 weeks ago, so you can go away."
Right, right.
Basically, you know. No, you tried to get me killed, F you.
Right. And I don't blame her. I mean, shit, yeah. That would have been scary, you know?
Oh, shit. But just the fact that, like, she doesn't, like, sit down to these people, I thought was funny. Just,
yeah. Freak 5 is still playing his gnome barbarian in D&D. Let's see. I took it just for Predestination.
Well, what's the name of his gnome? Yeah. Maybe we can make like an audio series on his misadventures.
Dungeon says Thundar Baggins. Exactly, Dungeon. Wyland says my sweeto is I was able to get that King of Fighters 2000 Collector's Edition for the PS4. That's awesome, man. That's another game.
Is that like a especially good King of Fighters game? Because I haven't really played many of those King of Fighters games.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I think that's it for Sweetos. Let's move on to...
I'm looking forward to 15.
Yeah, let's move on to our free-for-all. It's a free-for-all! All right, guys, it is the finals, well, actually semifinals and finals, of the greatest... 80s TV theme of all time. We have two matchups this week, guys, to determine the champion, and then we will then tell people what our choice is for next month's tourney. But let's get into this tournament. First matchup we got, one of two. The first matchup is going to be really tough, guys. It's A-Team versus Knight Rider. Do you guys want me to play the themes since we got a little bit of time?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
What should I do first? A-Team or Knight Rider?
A-Team.
Yeah, alphabetical. Let's go.
Okay. A-Team theme. Here we go. And it's going to be the full theme, you know, with all the, you know, blah, blah, blah.
We're going to get in trouble.
Probably. if we get in trouble, we get in trouble.
So Frank Branch just kills RP Grinch.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Like NXT kills
me. Oh, shit. Hold on. I want to get the whole, you know, beginning, because that's part of the A-Team, you know? All right, here we go.
None of these are long. They're probably like a minute long at most.
Like a minute. So we got time. Yeah. Let's do this.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison.
I might talk in
the
middle.
For a crime they didn't commit. These men probably escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the
A-Team.
That's not really true, though, because Murdoch's always in the mental hospital.
Right. Murdoch was the best, wasn't he?
I know he was. They were the perfect team.
God damn it. Hannibal was awesome too, man. Yeah. Like they all
Murdoch and in VA, like they could have just done their own show together. It would have been amazing.
Exactly. Even I always wondered why they never did like a Mr. T show, you know, like his own show, man. But
he had his own cartoon.
Yeah, but it's not the same, man. You know, you want to see Pity the Fool all the time. All right, well, that was most of the A-Team intro. Let's hear the Knight Rider theme, if I can find it, which is right here. I don't want to do the extended version. I want to do the original show intro. So here we go. All right, here we go.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Is that that movie phone guy? You know, their desire. You know, that is that that same dude? All right, guys, this is it.
You didn't even get to all of it, though.
Okay, you want a little more?
Yeah.
Play a little more. Play a little more.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
I mean, David Hasselhoff's hair alone, man. I mean, come on. Ooh, that little yeah. Pause there, man. Oof. Okay, that's enough. We get the gist of it. Okay, here's the deal. I'm gonna go first on this. You know how I'm gonna judge this? I'm gonna judge this one by the goosebumps I got. Right, like certain themes, you kind of like get and I got goosebumps with both, but. Hearing that Knight Rider, that little pause there, that pushes it over the edge for me. So I'm picking Knight Rider barely by a few goosebumps. Who you picking, Brake?
You know, A-Team has that perfect setup at the beginning. You know, this is the show. This is what happened. Here's who these people are. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I know, dun, man. Dun, dun. It's like... That's when I got
great,
goosebumps
like,
on
military theme-ish yeah. type thing, which fits the background of the show.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah. Yep.
But fuck, Knight Rider's amazing.
They're both amazing, man. Like I get goosebumps for both, man. Like it's
like you said, that pause, they had that little stop.
Yeah,
pause
little stop
in
thing.
Knight
right
Rider.
There.
I gotta give it to that for Knight Rider.
Freak 5 says A-Team though. Does that change your mind?
No, A-Team's great. This is a hard choice.
I mean, these are the
but
top
I'm going
four.
For Knight Rider. Yeah.
All right, what say you, Eric?
Knight Rider.
All right, it's clean sweep, Knight Rider. That's surprising. I thought one of us would have picked A-Team, but Knight Rider's in the finals. So it's going to go up against one of these two. Should I play them? Did not even say the names?
Yes.
Okay, well, here is the...
About four.
I don't have them queued up, but let me...
Son of a bitch, you've got to ruin everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I always ruin everything, man. You know, that's the way this show goes. But here is the first entry... for the next matchup here.
Now that we've helped people customize the Liberty Mutual.
Hold on, Liberty Mutual.
Liberty
Mutual. Yep, fucking Liberty Mutual. Always got to ruin things. Here we go.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
I mean, this little beginning part kind of sucks, you have to admit, but it gets way better.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail.
Yeah, just like I say to these guys, check's in the mail.
And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. And your third fiancé didn't show.
Their fiance,
you failed there. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Sing along, Brake Man! Come on, Brake. Get into
it.
You wanna be like Eric RPG.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
There you go. Alright, that's all I wanna play. I'm playing with fire, Brake.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the Cheers theme. The beginning, like, it takes a while to get into that, but it's going to go up against this. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. I don't want the extended. God damn it. Here we go. I think we have a winner. No, just kidding. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Goosebumps break. You got the goosebumps like I do? Jesus Christ. Okay, that's all I'm going to play of that. That, of course, is the Airwolf intro. Let me get caught up on chat before we choose this fine matchup here. Let's see. Slagar's happy for Knight Rider. Says Knight Rider, yeah. Woo, Knight Rider, Dungeon says. I kind of want an A-Team prequel, Freak 5 says. I want to see what they did. Exactly. Slagar
you
says.
Mean like what they did to become the A-Team?
Yeah, that would be, I'd be totally down for that. Slagar says.
Trusted on the show. Can't remember. I knew that. I know they had, there were some episodes where they definitely addressed it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Captain or something or general. I can't remember.
Slagar says I pick Airwolf from the beginning. Freak says I choose Liberty Mutual.
And yeah, the only reason extended song exists is because people listen to it when they work.
Yeah. Slagar says he hated the cheer song. Dungeon says I pick Airwolf because I know I'll see missiles later. Future tournament, best commercial. Freak 5 says, that's a good idea, Freak 5. Slager says, put Airwolf on a 10-hour loop, YouTube it, and profit. Exactly. LOL break, Frank probably loved your grandma. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? Not as much as I loved your mom, Freak 5. No, just kidding. Okay. Cheers versus Airwolf. I mean, I'm going to go with Eric first. What are you picking?
Airwolf.
Okay. I'm gonna pick. I can't even say it. Breakman, you go next.
Yeah, I gotta.
He definitely can't say Airwolf. That's for sure.
How dare you? How dare you?
I have to agree with you. With your beginning of Cheers is it does start off slow before it gets into the great part.
Yes,
and that part is fantastic.
It is.
Go from the beginning.
Everybody knows your name. Break,
yeah,
man.
If they kick up the tempo from the beginning, I'd vote for it. But Airwolf just starts off.
Yeah, it's got that big old. Hold on, let's listen that. This sound at the beginning, I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's some kind of helicopter sound or something. But just listen to this. Jesus Christ! If you heard that,
it sounds like an arpeggio.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the fuck, but man, that would scare the shit out of me. And then you get into the real thing. God damn, that's so good. So good. Okay, what you picking, Break?
Airwolf.
All right, I'm also picking Airwolf. I don't think this matchup was as close as the A-Team Knight Rider matchup. Mm-hmm. So Airwolf moves on. Okay, guys, we got a final here.
Here's what we knew was coming.
Okay. Since I played Airwolf last time, it's Airwolf versus Knight Rider, but here is the Airwolf intro. We'll listen to a little more of that. How dare you, Eric? Eric is exiled. Jesus Christ, that's so strong. So strong. Okay, and
I think the sound effect is supposed to be like maybe a jet in the air or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
maybe.
I think it's a helicopter, man. But
maybe the helicopter
or helicopter engine.
But yeah, he was usually fighting jets or something. Like it was like, oh, it's a helicopter. We're gonna kick his ass, and the Airwolf always wins.
Right, anyway. Exactly. Okay, here is the theme song to Knight Rider. If I can get this thing here. Let's see if there's a commercial. Oh, here we go.
That's not Knight Rider.
Oh my God, guys, I got goosebumps. All right, guys. Here's here's the final matchup. You just heard the Knight Rider theme versus. No, I'm kidding, guys. Let me put on the real Knight Rider theme. Sons of bitches.
Still bitter.
I am. I'm really bitter. Here is the true Knight Rider intro.
I made it better.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who
cowbell
does not
too.
Exist.
Wait, no, I gotta wait until the good part.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the pause. Do you guys like the narration during this one? Because this is one that I'm not digging the narration. Like you know, like the A-Team at the very beginning, you know?
In the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in the world of criminals who operate above the law.
I like the full accompaniment by Breakman there. Okay, that's the true theme to Knight Rider. So, gentlemen, this is super, super tough. Freak Five, it's true what you said, but how dare you anyways?
Oh, my God, you're mad at him for saying that?
No!
He said, it makes me sick to say this, but Dragon Quest VIII is better than the Miami Vice.
How dare you? Breakman, how dare you laugh at that insolence, man?
Mad just because it's still a burn at Frank.
How dare you guys? I can't believe, okay, here we go. All right, guys. This is the final matchup, and I will play the song after. So once we determine a winner here, Knight Rider versus Airwolf. Breakman, let's go with you first, man. What you got?
I thought you were going to play the Airwolf theme.
Oh, you want me to play it?
Yeah, you didn't do the Airwolf theme.
I did. I did both, but here.
No, you only did Knight Rider.
Oh, okay. I'll do the Airwolf theme. Hold on. There we go. Got to get it. There we go. I gotta say, I got goosebumps for that too, Breakman. So
oh, thank
you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment.
I did play the Airwolf theme song. You weren't paying attention, but I'll play it again just for shits and grins.
No, I want you to play so I can do the harmonica, actually.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Break. Bring us home. Okay, Breakman, who you got? I love it. Man, what you got?
Wow. Airwolf theme is great. So is the Knight Rider theme. Oh, this is hard.
This got to be harder than your decision with Miami Vice and Knight Rider, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, it is a little harder than that one. You're right. I still gotta go with the Knight Rider theme. Like it was so good. It was sampled in different songs and stuff like that. You know, like Busta Rhymes made a rap around it. Like it was so good. Like yeah, Knight Rider theme.
Wow. Knight Rider theme.
I thought you were talking about the what was it, when he said in chat.
Yeah.
No, well, that too. I mean, he's exiled.
Wow.
You know, Freak Five, from now on, you're going to be known as the person in chat that shall not be named. But, okay, Eric, who you picking?
I'm picking Airwolf.
Ooh, so it's up to me. Okay, guys.
You didn't see what I slipped in there, did you?
I did not.
But he's going to, I got it. applause. He's going to, you know, he's going to play the Miami Vice thing no matter who wins. And...
What are you talking about, man? I was just about ready to say the winner of this tournament is this.
Only in Frank's mind.
Oh, man, that was a Liberty Mutual dungeon. Dungeon's correct. Dungeon wins the internet today. Okay, guys, here, I'm going to play, since it's my, you know, kind of my decision. Yeah. I'm going to play who's going to win this tournament right now. Airwolf is the greatest theme of the 80s, guys. We picked it. It's set in stone.
I don't think the Jeffersons actually ever played during the 80s.
I think the Jeffersons was mostly 70s, Slagar, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but they might have been in it. I'm not 100% sure. But
They were still running in syndication, but I think the show had ended.
I mean, moving on up probably would not have beat this. Or this, for that matter. Yeah. But anyways, so there's your winner. Miami Vice wins the whole tournament. Oh, I'm sorry, Airwolf.
And besides, if we do 70s, we're doing Sanford and Son. I mean, that would blow everything else.
Okay, you just said it. Sanford and Son would win the whole thing. So there you go. Okay, maybe we'll do a 70s theme, man. There's plenty of 70s. Tunes that we could do, maybe. Airwolf is the DSP of themes.
See, I would have picked Knight Rider, but we knew it was going to lose anyway.
Well, how'd you know? If you would have picked Knight Rider, then Knight Rider would have won.
What right? Do you mean? If you would have picked it, it would have won. Did one of the judges just really say that? I quit.
Probably more in the 80s.
Are you a Republican senator now? No, we can't... Yeah, obviously he's guilty, but we can't convict him.
Right. Slagar says probably more in the 80s. Anymore,
but you said we couldn't convict him when he was the president. Yep.
Slagar, I think it might have been in there. Maybe not. I think when I looked at it, it was mostly in the 70s. So the way that I did it was like if it was mostly 70s, then I left it in the 70s. But it would have been a good theme to put in there as well because it did play during the 80s.
Well, it made its biggest mark in the 70s. So
yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good theme for sure, Slagar. So that was it's a good suggestion. Yeah, 75-85. So half and half there. But I think yeah. No way it would have.
But the show started in the 70s, so the theme started in the 70s.
Yeah, that's kind of the determination that I made. I left it there. You know, no way it would have made it that far. Slagar says, "You never know, Slagar." Like Cheers made it all the way to the Final Four. So. Who would have thought that, you know? So, you know, there you go. I mean, it's just subject to opinion and, you know, sometimes you have a wild hair and you pick something that you wouldn't normally pick, you know? I think Golden Girls made it all the way up to the top 8,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that made
so.
It really good, really far, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, things...
yes.
But I don't think anybody can complain about Airwolf making it, right?
Oh, wait, break. I must have not heard you vote. That's why I thought I was going to lose anyway, so I just went with it.
Yeah. You voted first.
Yeah, well,
that's the problem. I didn't know if you went first or not, so I just made a choice.
No, I think Breakman went first, and you picked Knight Rider, and then Eric picked Airwolf, so that made me the tying vote. So there you go. I'm surprised you actually picked Knight Rider, Break, but I can understand your reasoning for sure. So, but I don't think we can complain. Oh, I think
fantastic.
Airwolf was definitely
either way, it was like a win-win situation. You know?
Yeah,
it's like...
yeah. I mean, I'm not bitter or anything that you know Knight Rider beat out this, but I mean that guitar alone should have beat out Knight Rider, man. What the hell? Hell, look how far
that's
Miami
Vice at bedtime.
How dare you, Freak Five? The Miami Vice is one of the greatest themes of any show of any era, just to let you know, sir.
I just wanted Golden Girls to last a little bit longer.
It lasted long, man. I think it was top 8, man. That's good. I mean, that's a great theme too, but I ruined it because I voted against it, so that's why I didn't move on. But I think
you
we had a great
Golden Girls.
Yeah,
Betty White is disappointed in you.
I know. If not for Betty White,
What did she turn 99?
Yep, 99. So
I wonder where her secret is.
Not listening to bullshit, probably, man. Okay, so Airwolf wins this month's tournament. Guys, what is going to be your pick for next month's tournament? I'm really curious. I'll start with you, Eric.
I still want to do the SNES game.
Okay, top SNES game of all time.
SNES, not NES.
SNES, okay. What about you, Break?
Mine is going to be the number one Mario game.
Number one,
there aren't enough of them now.
There's definitely got to be 64 Mario games. I mean, fuck.
Are you 64 is a thing?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go.
Makes sense now.
You know, I would do the worst chatter of all time, but we all know Freak 5 would win that. So I think I'm going to go with the greatest songs of all time. Just in general, the greatest songs of all time.
Wow. That's so, wow.
Yeah. Let's do, you know what? I'm going to narrow it down to a decade because, like, you know, there's just way too much. So let's do, since we're on this 80s.
Would Hotel Mario count as a Mario game?
Betty White's secret is she turned down Frank. How dare you, Freak 5? You son of a bitch.
Yes, there's enough Mario games, absolutely. Like Mario Typing, Mario's Missing.
Yeah,
Mario and Sonic.
There's definitely plenty of Mario games. So okay, so we have. I'm the best chatter, Freak 5. How dare you? What is anybody else in the?
Like, if that, they consider Mario and Sonic a Mario game, when it's definitely Sega.
If Mario's in it, it's a Mario game.
Yeah, if Mario's on the title, it's a Mario game.
Yeah.
That's the consideration for this. If Mario is in the title, then
yeah. Okay, so we got, what did you say? Best SNES games. Break says the greatest Mario game of all time. I have a feeling, like, you know, what I would pick. But let's see. Freak 5 says Tenacious D's Tribute is the greatest song. No, it's not, but okay.
No, it is. It's correct. That's
it's good, but it's not the greatest. But
well, it's a tribute to the greatest song in the world.
Let's do...
is Tenacious D's greatest song Wonder Boy, then?
It's a tribute to one of the other songs.
Yeah. Let's do the greatest 80s song of all time, guys.
Okay.
I think we can do that.
It's
not a Journey song. Yeah. Bernie says it's a Journey song. No, it's not. How dare you?
No, it's a Ray Parker Jr. song.
It's a Ray Parker Jr. song.
It's a Phil Collins song.
It's not a Phil Collins song.
No, I don't discredit that. You know, I wasn't going to discredit Journey either, but Phil Collins. Okay,
so right after the show, Break is going to post does chat have? Oh, okay, Slagar says, greatest 80s song in a commercial.
That's very interesting. Specific.
Oh. That's really specific, Slater.
Yeah. You gotta go a little smaller for me, dude. I'm not that smart.
Well, smaller? That's what she said. Anyways, Fuck Her Gently is the greatest song, Freak 5 says. How dare you, Freak 5? There's no cursing on RP Grinders. All right. So the three choices are gonna be the greatest 80s song of all time, which is my choice. The greatest SNES game of all time, which is Eric's choice, and Breakman, what was your choice? The greatest
Mario game.
Greatest Mario game of all time. All right, that's the poll, and we're sticking to it, so get out there and vote, and that's what we will do starting next week. Okay, we got to do our plug, so Eric, plug away.
You can find reviews on sites, or a site. Just a site now, because Total Legion's definitely going to probably be dead by the end of the month.
That sucks.
You can find reviews I've written on BostonBastardGay.com, and I'm probably going to be doing reviews I don't want to write on there as audio reviews for the podcast.
Okay.
And if you like what I've done and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, send me as little a dollar, and the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right, Eric. Anything else?
No, not really.
All right, Break, you're up.
You can follow me at Break underscore Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask your Break Man a question. You know, you can ask us anything. Today we were asked about Klondike bars, the wonderful and delicious. I believe it's a delicacy. I'm pretty sure.
Freak Five, that's a good one. Add this to the list.
NES Golf counts as a Mario game because he's in it, even though as Mario's not in the title.
Yes. Freak says, "Well, it is February. Greatest song by a black singer." That as the fourth entry, Break Man.
Okay.
So we'll put that on the list, Freak Five. That's very,
that's
very
a huge category too, though. That's
it really is, but
I'm
sure I can narrow it down to 64 for sure. So, I got a good idea. You know, oh man, I should change mine. No, I already said it, but next month I'll have a even better, really good one actually. So, all right. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders, you know, the Nintendo, the Xbox, the PlayStation, etc. If you want to join the show live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/RP Grinders. And on YouTube, just search RP Grinders. I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Of course, our good friend Freak5 was in there. Bernie was in there. Casino Thanks was in there. Thanks for joining. Commander Root, almost every week, Commander Root's in there. Ice Wizards was in there. Our good friends Dungeon Buster and Slagar. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you guys being in here. You guys have anything else?
I am almost done with this. I'm just trying to figure out how to get this into the... It gives me a limit of how many characters I can enter for the category. 25.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But I'll have the poll up in just a few minutes.
Okay, so make sure you vote on that poll on the RP Grinders Twitter feed, because that's what will be our next month's tourney. Let's see. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. How are you?